This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, July 26. Well, wheat markets last week were lower, led by Minneapolis. So we've seen Minneapolis take a 180 as far as it used to be the leader to the upside. Now we're the leader to the downside. We had Kansas City down 5 on the week, Minneapolis down 34, Chicago down 8. Corn was down 9, soybeans down 54. So clearly, the heat coming to the Central Plains and the Western Midwest is not enough to shake the bear loose of its pretty firm grip here on the row crops. And of course, that's spilling over to the wheat complex as well. The Northern Plains continue just to bake under hot and dry conditions that stretch well up into the Canadian prairies. We're seeing crop condition ratings plummet, not only for spring wheat here in the U.S. and other small grain crops or other just general spring crops, but also up into Canada as well. We're seeing, again, a pretty sharp correction here. Some of that just as the forecast calls for the heat to dissipate fairly quickly from the European model. The GFS model has the heat sticking around. But the spring wheat crop is pretty much toast anyway here in the U.S. There's still some damage to be done up in Canada, but by and large, it's been factored into the market. We've got some spotty rains across the Dakotas, and of course, that is kind of stalling out some upward momentum in the wheat space. But the bigger picture still holds very bullish for wheat, as it now has turned into a bull market that can stand on its own, regardless of what corn and beans do. But even corn and beans, we're not looking at record yields, not with the kind of stress going on in the Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Iowa. I think at best you might see trend yields. So that keeps us in, it keeps the market at bay, basically, the bull at bay, I should say. After some hints of the bull really taking hold of this market, we just have not been able to sustain the upside. And the bears have leaned on the market, leaned on those rallies, and have won for the most part. The market hasn't completely fallen apart, but it certainly is not pushing higher into the time of year where one would think it would. With the kind of temperatures we're seeing and the crops and pollination from northern Iowa on north, that kind of heat and dryness clearly would stress pollination and take those yields down significantly. But it's the rest of the southern Midwest and eastern Midwest that's looking at monster yields that are offsetting the production losses in the north. So it's just as we move forward, and we'll see where the heat settles in, but we're in the crux of the growing season as you head into late July and early August. And then, of course, once pollination is done, the rest of August is important, but not nearly as important as right in front of us. And again, the market would certainly be reacting positively if it were that concerned about production. In wheat, the harvest moves along in the northern hemisphere. We're toward the second half as you get into the Black Sea and the European Union. Black Sea yields have been disappointing. Farmer selling has been very slow, and we're seeing the cash FOB offers take a pretty big jump. Russia offers were up $10 a ton last week at 250. That compares to Ukraine at 243, which was up 2, and France at 253, which was down 2. The U.S. Gulf soft red is at 288, which was down 2 on the week. Hard red at 299 was down 10. So the U.S. coming down pretty fast here, catching up with a rising world price coming from the Black Sea. Weather, of course, is still going to be the driver, and that we have the models, which last week we started out, all the three weather models were basically in line with each other, keeping the heat over the Central Plains and stretching into the western Midwest. The European model has removed most of the heat from that entire region and has shifted it back up into the PNW and further up north into Canada. The GFS model still has that heat elongating and expanding over the Central Plains, most of the Midwest, and into the Southern Plains as well. And of course, the Northern Plains is still part of that. So the differing weather models have created a round of selling in the grain space, and we'll see how that evolves for this week. and we'll get crop condition ratings out this afternoon as well. So that's kind of where we're at. The market unable to get any upward trajectory to continue some upward buying, and the bears have leaned on the little bit of rally that we got last week. The market is holding major supports in all of the corn, soybeans, and wheat, but it's just the upside that is missing, the upside enthusiasm, if you will. We'll make our way through the end of July and into early August. And again, these are some pretty important days right in front of us, but clearly the market's not too concerned about production issues. This on the night session, we're under some more selling where we got the wheat, KC down 10, Minneapolis down 10, Chicago down 13, beans down 10, corn down 4. So even though, you know, the heat is sticking around from the GFS model, it's just not enough when you see one of the other major models removing that heat entirely. So we'll see where we go. These next few weeks are going to be critical, but Mother Nature will pretty much determine what direction that takes. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.